Okay, cool. So, just kind of as an introduction, just can you give us your name and then also a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Mackenzie Lewis, and I'm a Mass Comm major here. I started playing rugby 4.5 years ago.
Cool. Well, fun. So you're the rugby captain. And so how did you kind of get involved with the rugby team here at Mesa State?
Me and my roommate and I, freshman year, we actually started the team, and we had played club together, and her high school was my rival, and they beat us in state, and so we actually started it, and yeah, we just didn't want to give up rugby when we got here, and so we started a team.
So you kind of helped build the foundation for the rugby team that's here and kind of helped get it going. Well, so kind of what can you tell us a little bit about what that process was like and like developing the coming here and starting something fresh and just getting it off the ground?
Bobby Bouchard, my roommate, she actually has sisters who go here, and they heard of a teacher who actually doesn't teach here anymore, but she used to play rugby, and she was willing to coach us and get us going. And then we started going to the guys' practices and running around with them, and they helped get our feet underneath us. They kind of showed us the rules and what we had to do and the paperwork we had to fill out and the people we had to meet and talk to get it going. And then we actually had some help from the men's players. They came and helped us do what we needed to do, all the paperwork, and to get it going.
Cool. So what then, because then you guys went to nationals, and so kind of what was that finding out that you could go to nationals and play against some of these larger schools when you guys just basically started a couple years ago? How was that?
It was very surreal. I was really proud of the girls. We put in a lot of hard work. It helped a lot because the girls that we recruited were already athletes. They were already here doing something, and for various reasons they got cut for injury or didn't like the sport anymore or whatnot. So it took a lot of work and effort, but it didn't take as much as I thought it would because they were already athletes. We didn't have to teach them how to be athletes. And so the dedication and the work ethic and the all of that already came with these girls. So it was really cool to be able to say that we played the University of Texas and Notre Dame and like huge schools that everybody knows. It was really an accomplishment to have that in our first official season.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really exciting. So what is it then about rugby that you love so much and that you get so dedicated to? Because I've seen you guys and you guys are just so dedicated and I love how you come in with your whole team and it's just you guys just seem like such a great unit. So
It's one of the only sports that women can play that are full contact and almost the exact same rules as guys. And so I think just the camaraderie of a team, knowing that every time you go out onto the field, you are giving everything you have, and you could get a concussion, you could break something, you could tear ligaments. And I think just knowing that your teammates are out there putting that all on the line for you too makes us so strong. And it's one of the oldest club organizations, and it's one of the fastest growing in the United States right now. So the people, I think, is what make it big. It's the only team I've played on many varsity teams, and it's the only team that I've ever played on that every size, shape, personality, clique, group, everybody has a spot on the team because, like, your number is based off of your position, and your position is based off of your build. And so we need the bigger girls, we need the skinny, fast girls, we need everybody. So it's the only team that everybody is represented on.
and that's really a kind of a cool aspect of it. And so, kind of aside from rugby, what do you hope to continue on with as far as like your personal goals?
Aside from rugby, I think it would be awesome to work for some sort of sports broadcasting. I don't know if it'd be local or ESPN or in front or behind of the camera, but something like that in the future. I think TV's not going anywhere, so I feel like it's a pretty safe medium to be studying and working towards. And if that doesn't work, then I've got a backup of the Peace Corps, so that sounds fun. But just to have live life to its fullest and have the most fun while I'm young, do as much stuff as I can. I want to go to Africa. I have a bucket list. So get my bucket list done while I'm still young and still can function and do stuff.
Yeah. So then as far as rugby here at Mesa, what year are you now?
I'm a sophomore.
And so where do you kind of hope to see rugby continue forward? What's the future of the girls rugby team?
I think we can only get better from here. I'm very confident that we can make it back to nationals, and I was talking to my USA coach, and there's going to be a new rule put in effect either this year or the next, and it's going to make rugby, you have to go off of what your football team is. So if your school's D1, like Notre Dame, they play D1 football, their rugby team has to be D1. So I think we have a really good shot at making it all the way with the huge schools and huge populations of people not being able to play in the little pool. So I think we can win it all in the next few years. We have people from mine and Bobby's high schools coming in that want to play rugby. We're drawing people here for rugby because they now know that like we're serious and we have a good program. And hopefully Colorado is one of the top populated good rugby players in the state. There's 7 that are on the under-20 USA team that are from Colorado, and it has the territory with the most people playing for the national team, and it's the state with the most people. So there's definitely good rugby to be had in Colorado, and I think if we can show them that Mesa is a very good rugby school, that we can get more talent coming. So I think we'll do good.
That's fun. So do you ever see yourself going on to play for like a league or for the USA team or anything like that?
I'm on the national team, and so in August I went to the Bahamas, and I have to play the Cayman national team in Canada and Bohemia national team. So in July there's another, we're actually hosting the tour this year, and so we're going to be going to California and South Africa, England, Canada, and some other team, some huge national team is going to be coming. So I'm going to finish out with that, and then I age out of the under-20s, and I don't know what I'm going to do with the women's side yet. That's up in the air. They get very scary the older you get into the program, and they become more like men than women, and I've already been told that I have to change positions if I want to go on to that. And I'm recovering from a torn MCL at the moment, so there's a lot of stuff that I have to think about, but for sure I'm going to finish out my years at Mesa, and I really like coaching, so maybe that's another possibility if my body starts breaking on me. So, yeah.
Well, so what are then some of those things that you have learned from rugby and you'll take away from rugby as just like something that has changed from playing the sport like within you, or any sort of like what life lessons can you learn from rugby?
I think overall it just teaches you mental toughness. The lessons and everything I've learned in rugby I can take and apply to the real life situations, the real world, just to never give up, that you can always make it through, just the mental toughness when you're fatigued, and just the stamina to know that you can do things. I think also being able to relate to lots of people, because we really do have every single clique, and you really get to understand the other side of people's lives and situations. So just the awareness of being able to look at people and see them as people, and sort of take away the prejudgment and everything like that. And I've made a lot of amazing friends, probably the best friends I've ever had playing rugby. So I will take them with me in life.
Okay, well, cool. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you. Is there anything else that you want to add about rugby here?
No.
Okay, perfect. Cool.